You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Regina Janicic, who leads Downtown Private Health along with her partner, Dr. Aura Pearl Steen, a membership model program focused on optimizing health care, providing primary care and concierge medicine while fostering strong doctor patient relationships. And Dr. Janicic, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And of course, I know you're busy, so we appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today. So Dr. Janicic, why don't you start by telling us about how you became a physician and why you chose to focus specifically on internal medicine and primary care to kick things off today?
I didn't consider being a physician growing up. It sort of started to consider during my senior year in college. Growing up, I didn't, know any female physicians in my town, or didn't have any in my family. I enjoyed my math and science classes and was pretty good at them, and figured I would steered into engineering. I started in the School of Chemical Engineering at the University of Michigan. It turns out I loved my science classes, but didn't like my engineering classes quite the same way. In my second year, I changed to major in organic chemistry. I also had not considered getting a graduate degree when I was growing up, but during my junior year, I was asked to join a research lab, and I also became very interested in what my pre-med classmates were pursuing. And in my senior year, I decided I really wanted to go to med school. I didn't have all the prerequisites, having started in engineering and then switching into chemistry. So I worked for 2 years. I worked in a pharmaceutical lab and took the prerequisite classes and the MCAT. And after that, I 2 years later, I was starting med school at the University of Chicago. And I really, University of Chicago was a great place to be in med school and train for during my internship and residency. And specifically, I enjoyed internal medicine. My mentors there just really exemplified what I considered to be an excellent doctor. They were compassionate. They just had a very broad knowledge base, very critical thinkers, skilled communicators and teachers. And it really inspired me to do internal medicine. And I decided to be a generalist or go into primary care, as I liked forming long-term relationships and managing multiple medical problems over the course of a person's life. And I felt like, this was my calling. Finally, I was able to reach it.
Everyone you talk to here on this program and on other programming here on EPN talk about what journey and what prompted them to end up in the career of choice, and yours is specifically interesting, and I certainly appreciate your hitting on the highlights and what brought you to medicine. Now, looking at concierge medicine, what made you decide to transition to a concierge model, and how do you see it benefiting you as a physician?
Great question. I decided to transition to the concierge model, as it was becoming increasingly hard to practice in today's healthcare environment. I started my practice 20 years ago, and I was really, in the last 5 years, the 10 years, becoming really burnt out. I never had time, wasn't having time to be the kind of doctor I wanted to be, and also it was having an impact on my own health and my family's health, so I just had to do something different. The model benefits me by giving me time to address all the patient's concerns, coordinate their care. I'm also much more flexible and available in this model, and I have a much better work-life balance. I don't feel like I'm at the edge of burning out. I can see practicing this way for many years to come, so it was a welcome change.
And tagging on to that, what do you see as the key benefits to members of the concierge program, and have there been any particular benefits during the COVID pandemic? Get into some of the details there.
Yes, the model benefits members in many ways. One, the direct 24/7 access to me definitely cuts down on visits to urgent care, specialists, and hospitals. The fact that I'm available for same day, next day appointments, and I have more time, visits can be 60 minutes or longer. And the transactional model typically 10 to 15 minutes on average a patient, and to see 20 or 30 a day. So I think patients are really enjoying the access to me and the time and all of those things. And then also the wellness of the SEMS program has been extremely valuable. You also have a coach, which helps, who also coordinates with me. So you have a whole team. And the wellness program, or the SEMS program, stands for sleep, exercise, nutrition, and stress. And these are such key components to being healthy and well, and hard to really, you know, address fully all the barriers and what support my patients, you know, in this, you know, part of their, you know, health goals. And it's great to have a coach, and the webinars have been, you know, excellent. And I think having this robust program, as well as a, you know, personal private physician, really can help patients maximize their health, and it has a lot of benefits. Also, in the pandemic, it's been really hard, I think, for patients to be able to reach their doctors, and there's just been so many questions during the pandemic about the virus, how to protect themselves, what to do when they're exposed, or if they get sick with COVID, and now the vaccines. And doctors seeing 20, 30 patients a day really can't answer all of these questions. And the Castle County model really gives me the tools and time to address, you know, these questions for patients.
Seems like the benefits are endless on both ends, and thanks for touching base and giving us some good insight there as well. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Regina Genesik, who leads Downtown Private Health, along with her partner, Dr. Oral Perlstein, a membership model program focused on optimizing health care, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how have your patients reacted to the change to a concierge model, and how do you find that this model contributes to them helping them seek that optimal health that they look for?
Well, my patients have been overwhelmingly positive. They understand the stresses on primary care physicians, and they're glad I found a way to practice in a model that, you know, supports the doctor-patient relationship. You know, gives me more time and more availability for patients, and really the ability to focus on wellness and coordinating their care. For those that have joined, you know, they're also extremely happy about the program. And, you know, in particular, our Castle Connolly membership advisor and marketing team, they've been amazing with coordinating announcements and sign up. I think patients have, you know, really appreciated having that, you know, sort of the understanding of where my practice was going, and, you know, whether it worked for them or not. And patients that have signed up can really now count on reaching me and my office anytime. And they love that the app and the private line, as well as the wellness program and webinars that the model affords. And patients are finding it very, I think, helpful also with just the amount of health information that's exploded in the last 5 to 10 years. They really appreciate having a trusted source for achieving optimal health.
And no surprise on the reaction to the changeover to concierge medicine per your patients. Now, for those doctors that are tuning in, what would your best advice be for other doctors who are actually considering transitioning to a concierge model themselves?
Well, really, first, I would check out the Castle Connolly private healthcare model, and It takes work and expertise to change your practice. It's very hard to do on your own, but if, you know, definitely encourage people to follow their passion. If this is something that they feel passionate about, sort of being available, having, you know, core group of patients, and really focusing on, you know, optimizing their health, I think, you know, that, you know, it's definitely worth it. Castle Connolly has the experience in transitioning practices, and I'm, you know, very grateful that I partnered with them. I would also encourage them to talk to other physicians who've changed to the concierge, and I would include practices that are both right in the beginning of it, as well as the middle, as well as more toward the end, because, you know, there's different sort of phases, and I think every practice has a different approach they need to do based on, you know, where they're at, and what the, you know, how the physician, you know, wants to see it go, and what kind of the, you know, what they see their patients, you know, wanting and needing. And then thirdly, I think it's important, you know, to be very clear and consistent about the change and why it's happening, and support your staff to also relay this message and feel good about it.
Dr. Janicek, not only do I thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today, but we really do appreciate what you do on behalf of Downtown Private Health and for really giving us some good insight and feedback on your being a part of concierge medicine, how that's benefiting you and the patient as well. I think it's totally fantastic in every regard, really is. Tell us, where can listeners get all the details, not only on the concierge model, CCPHP, but your practice as well, Downtown Private Health?
Yes, I would encourage them to go to our website, which is www.downtownmds.com, as well as the Castle Connolly website is ccphp.net, and then /downtownprivatehealth is the component. And you can also get there by going through our website.
And that certainly works, and we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast to help folks find it as well, per their location on tuning in today. Dr. Janicek, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you, too.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Regina Janicek, who leads Downtown Private Health, along with her partner, Dr. Oral Perlstein, a membership model program focused on optimizing health care, providing primary care and concierge medicine, while fostering strong doctor-patient relationships. And for all the details, visit ccphp.net/downtown-private-health. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.